Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's move on. Talk some baseball. Joining us now is one of our favorites on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, Mr. Kyle Glazer of Baseball America. Kyle, you're an easy guy to get in touch with, right? We don't have to go through PR firms to get in touch with you, or do we?
No, I'm not that big time. You've got my direct cell.
You're not that big time. See, that's the thing. Bob Baffert is that big time, but he doesn't require any of that. So I've always been amazed by that. Anyway, Kyle, we'll talk some baseball for sure. Padres coming off taking 2 out of 3 over the Giants over the weekend. How important for the Padres to keep connection with the Giants right now? And how for real do you think the Giants are after having watched them this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want to win games in your division no matter who you're playing. I think the Giants are a decent team. They're not a first-place team. They're not a team that's going to win the West. But this is a team that actually has some offensive weapons that are underperforming right now. And their pitching staff, it's full of guys who have performed when healthy, but they've struggled to stay healthy through a lot of their careers. You look at Aaron Sanchez, you look at Alex Wood, even Johnny Cueto a little bit recently. So if those guys stay healthy, they should pitch fine. It's just a matter of, do you believe they'll all stay healthy for 162 games? But at the same time, this is a respectable Giants team. I think it's reasonable to predict them to win 83, 84 games, and they should finish third in the division. So any division win's a good win, but the Giants are respectable enough that, yeah, you can say this is a good win. This was a good series win, I should say.
Yeah, certainly for the Padres, and, you know, they've kept things going despite the injuries to their pitching staff, the Padres have. I mean, my goodness, Moita Hone's down for the season. Paddock is kind of off the list right now. Weathers and Lamet are both trying to get back in play. I'll ask you what you know, if anything, about Mackenzie Gore. We certainly don't seem to know a whole lot about it here other than the fact that Jace Tingler says we'll bring him up when it's, you know, time and he's ready to be brought up. But what does the fact that Miguel Diaz is starting a bullpen game tonight say about the readiness of Mackenzie Gore?
That he's not ready. Josh Norris, my colleague at Baseball America, has a story coming out tomorrow looking around the minors and just getting scouts' views on how certain guys looked at alternate training sites and minor league spring training. And he talked to a couple scouts about Mackenzie Gore, and they still see some things that need to be cleaned up in his delivery. They still see the command not quite where it needs to be. And it's just going to take time. I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. Pushing a guy up to the majors before he's ready doesn't do anyone any good. So it makes sense to keep him in the minors until he works out the kinks and shows he's ready. The stuff is still there. Everyone sees the stuff. They see it's plus across the board. But you need to have command of it to succeed in the major leagues. And he still has some things he has to work on to get there.
Let me ask you this, Kyle. How did he become such a highly touted prospect? I mean, that to me tells me that his stuff is beyond off the charts. I mean, that's where it has to be, because either that or he had better command a couple of years ago than he has now. What is the proper way to look at that?
Yeah, it was more that he had a varied arsenal that he could command. A lot of pitching prospects that have quote-unquote huge stuff really only have one or two pitches. This was a guy who had 4 pitches, fastball, slider, curveball, changeup, that all showed the ability to be plus pitches in the major leagues. Now, not always at the same time. There were some consistency things, but that's typical of any young pitcher. And really, it was his ability to throw strikes with all 4 of them. And as soon as that became a little bit of an issue, that's when you say, okay, we need this to be 100% right, because all of a sudden, that's what was what made him so special, his ability to throw four quality pitches for strikes.
Right.
If the four strikes part isn't there, it's not going to be what you need it to be.
Yeah. Well, Mackenzie Gore, for now, is kind of on a wait-and-see basis, and the Padres are trying to make it through with Miguel Diaz tonight. And we told you Jace Tingler will hopefully announce the starter for tomorrow night following the game this evening. Kyle Glazer joining us from Baseball America. Let's talk a little bit about the Dodgers because, you know what, everything isn't 100% rosy for Los Angeles at the moment. They've lost, I believe it's 10 of 14 games, even though they had the big blowout win yesterday. They lose Dustin May now to Tommy John surgery. They've got David Price hurting. They've got Gonsolin hurting. They brought up a young man who started the other day, pitched okay for a couple of innings, kind of an opener-type situation. But where do the Dodgers go right now? Is their depth, which is, you know, which has basically been called, you know, the deepest organization in all of baseball. Is that depth being tested right now a little bit?
Absolutely. They have eight pitchers on the injured list. Mm. I mean, they really, really, really have been hit hard by injuries. You mentioned the Padres have been hit by injuries. The Dodgers have been hit by every bit as many injuries, and I would argue more significant ones. You add on top of that, you look at the Brewers. They've been decimated by injuries, and they found a way to win. This is a season that's a little bit of a battle of attrition for a lot of clubs, and it's about finding ways to compete even though you lose this many guys. The Dodgers have done it okay so far, but this has been a rocky stretch. The Padres have managed, the Brewers have managed, and honestly, when you're missing this many key guys, managing is probably the best you can really expect, especially when it's so heavily concentrated on your pitching staff.
Let me ask you this about the Dodgers, Kyle. Talking about their great depth, and Edwin, you said it was the young man who came up the other day and made the start, pitched a couple innings, gave up a two-run homer. Mike Kickham has come in. He pitched a couple innings, gave up three earned runs, I believe, in the ballgame over the weekend. Anyway, my point is it possible that finally the Dodgers have run out of superstar young guys they can bring up from the minor leagues? I look at the other side of it on, you know, Sheldon Noisy hasn't really been able to gain a foothold yet. Luke Raley was sent back to the minor leagues. Now Matt Beatty's kind of rebounded, it looks like, after his big day yesterday. But is it possible that the Dodgers, not that the cupboard's bare, it's not going to ever be bare for them, but is it possible that they don't just have one superstar after another that they can bring up to cover all these injuries anymore?
They do have those guys in their system, but they're just not ready right now. There will be a time when Josiah Gray is ready, and he should, at the very least, be a very, very helpful mid-rotation starter type. Really, they have some high, high upside talent in the low minors. Now, again, if you have five low upside talents in the low minors, odds are only two of them might actually make it. But they do have some guys. They're just not ready right this minute. Raley, Noisy, the guys you mentioned, those were always seen as, you know, possible bench filler types. Those guys never projected to be stars. They still have some guys projected to be stars. They're just not ready for the majors right at this exact moment in time.
All right, so the Dodgers slump notwithstanding. Are they still a 100-team win team this year?
That's going to depend on if the remaining guys they have stay healthy and how effectively some of these guys bounce back. I mean, Dustin May is a huge blow. Tony Gonsolin's still 3 to 4 weeks away. But look, if David Price and Tony Gonsolin come back to kind of bolster this pitching staff a little bit, and Cody Bellinger comes back and returns to MVP form, and Zach McKinstry comes back and looks like the, you know, great utility man he projects to be, then yeah, this team can still win 100 games. But if these guys suffer injury setbacks, or, you know, someone else goes down, whether that's a Walker Buehler or a Clayton Kerr, whoever, then it's going to be tough. It really just hinges on the health of their club.
Nah, it'd be heartbreaking if another guy went down for the Dodgers. I don't know if I could stand it. My goodness. All right, last thing on the Padres before we let you go. Great stuff as always, Kyle. Had anything you've seen in the month of April changed your opinion on where the Padres finish things up at the end of 2021?
Not really. I thought they would be a wild card team, finish second in the division to the Dodgers.
Yeah.
I think they've shown that that's, you know, the type of team they can be. They've pitched remarkably well. You've mentioned all the injuries they've had. They had the lowest ERA in the majors, 2.91. I think that's just, you know, a testament to the resilience of this club. And, you know, offensively, things have not clicked the way they want, but they're hanging in there. They're above 500. I still think this offense is going to click into gear later in the season. And when they do, I think we'll still see a team that, you know, pushes 90, 90 plus wins and wins a wild card.
Good deal, Kyle. All right. Well, thank you for your time, as always. Appreciate the fact that we can just call you directly. Don't have to jump through hoops to get you on the show. Very nice of you to talk a little Padre and overall Major League Baseball with us. We always enjoy. Kyle, catch up with you soon. Thanks again.
Sounds good, Chris. Thank you.
You betcha. There he is, Kyle Glazer on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Hotline. Always getting it done. Kyle's fun to talk to. The Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. You can save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. We'll take a quick timeout, come back. We've got some more for you leading into our daily gambit today. I think we're going to try something new, Scraby was telling me.
Possibly.
So stick around for that. We'll find out what the new little hook we've got for the daily gambit coming up. And stick around. We're here until a little after 6 o'clock. Then it's Padre pregame show. 7:10 Padre baseball tonight against the Pittsburgh Pirates on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.